All right. You can do this. Your work is beyond question in all things, Kava. Let's run down the list. Your salt circle is immaculate. Your offering is generous. Your research is very thorough. Okay, I don't have time to go over this again. All that's left is to put down the mirror, the offering. There. Let's hope they find that appealing enough. Take a deep breath. Cast your spell with firm intentions. And remember, you're the one holding the leash here. Did it work? Did it not work? Damn it! Wait, there you are. Hello. That's a very subtle entrance. I expected more smoke, more fanfare and spectacle. Oh my gods. If you're not immediately visible, then the person who tried to summon you would think that they failed. And you would get to see their reaction to that failure. And you would know how badly they wanted to talk to you. Thus tipping their hand. Very clever. What? Are you just going to stare at me? You made the choice to come when I called, and I heard you were talkative. Very well, I will speak until you are ready. My name is Kava. I am a student here at the university. No, we're in the basement of one of the bars outside campus. No, naturally I couldn't summon you inside of the school. Yes, the salt circle limits your movement. You'll find no fault in it. And there's no wind here in the basement to disturb it. I thought of everything. You can't go beyond the limits I've created. The lines. And if my calculations are correct, you can return to your plane whenever you'd like. This is a conversation, not a trap. Yes, well, I had to do something to stop you from entering this plane and causing chaos. No, I don't need to know your name. It's not important. I've researched you. You're not going to give me your real name anyway. I know your tricks. They call you the Piper Demon, so that's what I'll call you in my notes. You don't have to look so flattered. Everyone knows how you operate. When people hear your music, they become your puppets. I'm not easily fooled. If you start to sing or make any noise that isn't talking, I'll banish you right back to where you came from. Understood? Good. No. No, I don't make a habit of summoning demons. And this is my first time, but I need information. Then why did I summon you specifically, if you're so dangerous and, not another demon? That's a good question. I did an analysis of demons that I thought I could get my hands on and ranked them. You seemed like the best bet. I know I'm smart enough to avoid a little bit of music, and you have special talents that I think can help me. You don't seem offended. That's good. I want a dispassionate conversation. You see, I already told you, my name is Kava. Yes, I am a student, but I don't see how. My major is metaphysics. It doesn't matter. Now, listen to me. A girl has gone missing from the university. According to my research, you... The missing girl is a friend of mine. Look, I read that you spend a lot of time looking through the mirrors on this plane. Yeah, I left you a mirror as an offering. You might have seen something. I think she was abducted. Why should you help me? Look, I'm not asking for a lot of help. Just some information. Did you see anything? My friend is a bit short and blonde. She wears white robes. Maybe? Maybe you saw something? What kind of answer is that? Come on! I made you an offering and everything. Shouldn't you be more fearful? What if I wanted to dissect you on a lab table? Look, please help me. I'm in a terrible rush. Time flows differently for demons. Well, I'm sure that's fascinating, but I don't have a lot of time. Even for good-looking demons. Stop grinning at me. I know you can't cross that line of salt unless it's disturbed. I don't want the attention of a demon. I'm a good student. I'm not going to risk everything in my life for a deal with some mirror-watching music demon, okay? What am I willing to do? To save my friend? Anything. Everything. I've already summoned a demon. The dark arts. I've summoned you. I'm so worried about my friend. I can take a step closer. I get quiet when I'm upset. It's probably hard for you to hear me. I am under a lot of stress. Thank you. No one seems to understand how dire this is. I think she went missing in the ballroom, and the walls there are mirrored. You must know that room. I'm sure you've watched the balls before, right? If I could see through mirrors into another world, I would watch the rooms where people dance. Don't say maybe when I ask you. This is serious. No, you're right. No one else seems to care enough that she's missing. There's a search party and some people made posters, but that's it. These next few hours are crucial. I would do anything to make sure she was safe. You wouldn't know what it's like to be worried about a friend. You're a demon. So it means you don't have friends. You just try to trick humans into making deals with you. Or escaping. Yeah, talking to you is my last resort. I've been awake for hours just researching you. What did I learn about you? I learned you're a cunning manipulator. A lesser demon with a big list of accomplishments. You use mirrors and hypnosis with that flute of yours. Or any kind of music. You've made thralls of humans, even other demons. I'm not impressed by you. I'm agitated by you. Just tell me if you saw anyone take my friend. I have to come closer to you. Okay, fine. Here I am. Are you going to help me or not? You want a kiss? Shut up. I'm a researcher. I'm not a love-starved freshman who reads a bunch of romance novels. But you'll tell me what you know if I do. That isn't a bad deal. All right. I could give you a kiss without getting in that circle with you. And you promise you'll tell me if you saw anything after. All right. But I'm doing this for my friend. Your lips are so warm. Why? What is that haunting melody? Is that you humming? Against my lips? You really are beautiful. I love the way your hair falls in front of your eye. I noticed that about you right away. I feel dizzy. You kissed me so well, my foot popped out a bit. Like a romance novel. You're brushing my hair back. Thank you. The salt circle. No! You can't escape. I'm not letting go of you. You at least have to tell me. Tell me if you saw who took my friend. Oh, by the gods, you did see. Thank you. No, I'm not letting go of you. You're not going anywhere. You're going back to where you came from. No! Oh my gods, there they go. I had to cover my ears or I would have been under their spell again. Great job, Kava. Outstanding. There's a demon on the loose and you don't even have time to deal with it. I'll find them later. God. I can't stop thinking about that kiss. This is going to be a really big problem. She should be here. Ah, there she is. Hey. Oh. She's just unconscious. Oh, thank you. Okay. Let's flip her over. No visible injuries. Let me see her wrist. Pulse is steady. Okay. So, Kava, what happened? Where are the people who kidnapped her? There are a lot of mirrors here. I guess I should look around, but... It's you! The Piper Demon! Don't take another step towards us. Just because I kissed you doesn't mean that you're safe. You kidnapped my friend. Yeah, you better stay quiet. If you sing when you open your mouth, I'll run you through. I won't hesitate. I've read at least 3 books on swordplay. You didn't kidnap her? I won't fall for your chicanery. It means like your tricks. What's that? What did you just throw on the floor? This is my friend's ring. And a ransom letter. Please deliver 1,000 coins at... Ah, I see. And you're also telling me that I can ask her when she wakes up? All right, that is a good point. Maybe it's not chicanery. Well, maybe I do like saying it. I taught you a new word. You should be grateful. I don't know everything about demons, but I know for sure they don't care about money. Humans kidnapped her then. It doesn't surprise me. Her family is rich and powerful. She's also very trusting. I love that about her, but it can really leave you vulnerable, you know? Hey, why are you coming over here? And why are you here? No. Wait, you saved her, didn't you? Stay where you are. I don't trust you entirely, but I'm going to put my sword away. All right, I'm the student, and I'm asking the questions around here. Why did you help my friend? I didn't make a deal with you. You don't owe me anything. Well, you can't just stay there smirking at me. All right. If you're going to be tight-lipped about it, that means I have to guess again, right? This won't be hard for me. I'm a genius. All right. If I had to guess, I would say you were trying to prove something. Or you were trying to curry favor with me. Well, that's kind of foolish of you. I don't have favor with anyone except for the woman who's unconscious on the floor right now. But still, you're nodding at me, but still smirking. I can see the amusement in your eyes. Just because you escaped from me doesn't mean you're slick. You got lucky. Humming up against my lips like that. Ugh! I'm mad I fell for it. Well, it was my first time. No, my first time summoning a demon. Not my first time being kissed, obviously. You can't tell. Right? Right? Why are you smirking? You're still smirking. I can draw my sword again. And if I tried to catch you again, I'd be much more successful. You wouldn't stand a chance. Don't laugh at me. I'm at the top of my class, you know. Not just anyone gets into this university. And you should know that. I'm sure you can watch us all through a mirror or two. Why did you just smirk so much more? Wait, have you watched me? I have a vanity with a big mirror in my dorm room. Yeah, I do have purple curtains. Ugh! Don't look so smug. You're just lucky I know I'm worth looking at. Thank you, though. I hope those kidnappers didn't give you a hard time. Though I imagine you just sang them a lullaby and handled the situation quietly. You're nodding. Good. I wasn't sure what I was going to walk into when I decided to try and save my friend. That was very reckless for me. I could have been hurt. What? That's why you saved her? So I didn't get killed trying to be a hero? Yeah, I'm sure I would have been outnumbered. I'm not blushing. Jeez, what kind of hopeless romantic are you? Letting one kiss get to you like that. It's shameful. Quit smirking at me. Okay, I am blushing. That kiss meant a lot to me, too. And I really am grateful. After studying you and your kind to get ready to summon you, I thought if you were free, you'd run off and, I don't know, eat a bunch of babies or something. Yeah, they don't taste good. Stop it. I'm being serious here. Quit making me giggle. Oh, a hug. Thank you. You. I like the way you feel. The way you smell. It's so different. It's not human at all, but it's so pleasant. Are you doing that on purpose? Can you do something when you're not singing to make yourself seem more appealing to me? No. Are you sure? Hey. You can't just kiss me on the cheek every time I second guess you. So, let me just talk about this. I need a way to lay it out so it all makes sense in my brain. You, the somewhat famous Piper Demon, were set free by accident, by me, and instead of exploring the human world, you did something very heroic by saving my kidnapped friend, the one I was looking for. Were you trying to show me that you're not evil? Well, maybe I'm naive, but I think it worked. Thank you. I owe you one. What? No, I'm not making a deal with you. Come on. I'm a star student. I can't become a warlock. Oh, stop. Don't call me a good girl like that. Ah! Oh! Wow, that was really nice. So, thank you for that as well. You stop smirking at me. What am I supposed to do? I can't take you out on a date. You can't meet my parents. How would this even work? If I wanted to be with you. That you could come visit me. Through the mirror in my vanity. Yeah. And we could make a deal for it if I was nervous, right? That's a tough one. I mean, I just said I wasn't going to become a warlock, but I could give you the color of my eyes or all my childhood memories from before I was 3. And in exchange, you would have to promise not to leave my room when you visit, so you can't get into any trouble. We'd have to make a contract, state terms, review it, finalize it. And then I'd have to hide the fact that I made a deal with a demon from everyone. What? I look cute when I'm thinking. Shut up. I am thinking. But I'm trying to think differently. What would my friend do? Oh, is that paper for the contract? Give it here. I see. It has a lot of the terms we discussed. You're quick. I know exactly what I'm going to do with this. Yeah. I tore it up. Look, maybe I'm a fool, but hold me tighter. I like you. I like kissing you. I like the sound of your voice. And you haven't sang or hummed or made any music. So I know I'm not under your spell. I like you for you. Yeah, so I want to see you again, in my vanity mirror. We can eat cookies and read together. That's a good date, right? And I want to see you without a contract. I don't want it to be complicated. I want trust. Besides, you saved my friend. Would you like that? A kiss on the forehead. Thank you. All right. I'm your new girlfriend. I'll wave to you every time I walk by a mirror, okay? I'm so glad I summoned you. When I was researching all these demons to summon, Something about you really spoke to me. Maybe my heart knew we'd be good for each other.